No.
Okay, I declare the meeting open at 3:32 p.m. No visitors present. Those present, excluding Councillor Jennings, who is an apology. And not Lisa Boddy. And Councillor Price, Councillor Price is an approved leave of absence. No public question time. Item 4, petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions, there are none. 5, any requests for leave of absence?
No.
No? None that we know of at the moment? Okay, any disclosure of interest, item 6? No? Item 7 is confirmation of the minutes of the previous meeting, ordinary council meeting on 19th of February 2026. The recommendation is that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 19th of February 2026 be confirmed as true and correct. Can I have a mover for that, please? Councillor Hanson, seconder. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Can I have a show of hands in favour? Thank you. That's carried 5-0. Annual electors meeting minutes, 25th of February 2026. The recommendation is that the minutes of the annual electors meeting held on the 25th of February 2026 be confirmed as true and correct. Can I have a mover for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Latham. And second, we'll have you, Councillor Cowan. Thank you very much. Can I have a show of hands, all those in favour? Thank you. That's carried 5-0. 8, I have no announcements by the presiding member without discussion. 9, reception of minutes and recommendations of committee. 9.1 is the CRC working group. That meeting was held on the 10th of February 2026. The officer recommendation is that minutes of the CRC working group meeting held on 10th of February 2026 be received. Can I have a mover for that, please? Thank you, Councillor Hanson. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. And do we want to have any comment in relation to those? Can we have a vote? All those in favour of receiving those minutes, please. Okay, carried 5-0. Item 9.2 is the Wagga Central Country Zone meeting on the 13th of February 2026. Officer recommendation that the minutes of the Wagga Central Country Zone meeting held on 13th February 2026 be received. Can I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Hanson. Seconder. Cowan, thank you very much. Show of hands, please, for those all in favour. Carried 5-0. 9.3, Wandering Community Centre Upgrade Committee meeting, 11th March 2026. Officer recommendation is at the minutes of the Wandering Community Centre Upgrade Committee meeting held on 11th of March 2026 be received. Can I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. And seconder, Councillor Cowan, thank you. Can I have a show of hands, all those in favour, please? Carried 5-0. Do we want any comment on that? We'll just mention that there was an error in the minutes. Do we need to mention
that?
We'll fix it. Okay, thank you. Item 10 is councillor reports. You can see the report of my meetings. Had a couple of extras in there. I had a meeting on the 11th of March of the Community Centre Upgrade Committee as well. And the 17th of March, I attended a meeting at the CRC with the people from the Virtual Village in Pinderley, mainly in reference to Lee Muller's resignation as the representative of that group here now. And then you see Councillor Price, Deputy President's report of the meeting that he's attended. Item 11, Corporate Services Report. 11.1, the Financial Report, 28th February 2026. The Officer Recommendation, the Financial Report for the period ending 28th February 2026, as presented, be accepted. I have a mover for that, please. Councillor Thompson, thank you. Can I have a seconder for that, please? Sorry, I didn't see the hands. Councillor Hanson, thank you. Can I have a show of hands of those in favour of accepting that report? Thank you. Any comments? And the officer recommendation is that in accordance with section 13 of the Financial Management Regulations of the Local Government Act 1995 and in accordance with delegation, payment of municipal fund vouchers, licensing, salaries and wages and EFT transfers, direct debit totaling $238,183.04 attached, be noted as approved for payment and credit card statements be noted. I have a mover, please. That. Thank you, Councillor Cowan. Seconder, please. Councillor Latham, thank you. Can I have any comments? Any comments on that before we vote? Anybody got any questions on any of that? No? All right. Can I then have a show of hands, please, for those in favour of accepting the report? That's carried 5-0. 12 is Planning and Technical Services Report. There's not any. Coming a bit different. Item 13, Chief Executive Officer Report. The attachment is the draft discussion paper of electoral reform. We had discussion about this earlier today.
You want me to
give a bit more detail, Madam President?
Yes, so as Councillor Little has mentioned, we've discussed it at our planning forum this morning with the councillors. So this electoral reform discussion paper is from Wyalga. The WA Local Government Association has sought feedback from every council in WA on two main items, one being a position on whether you support or do not support a four-year councillor term with half-spill elections every 2 years, and the other is around voting at local government elections and whether you support reform around compulsory voting or not. Wyalga did provide all local governments a discussion paper that had some evidence and data on election voting turnout, on the implications of a full spill election, with pros and cons for both a full spill and a two-year term, and pros and cons for compulsory voting or not. It was noted by council that WA and South Australia are unique in some of these areas, with most of the rest of Australia having compulsory voting in local government elections and having a full spill election every 4 years. And it is the officer's recommendation that council supports a full spill election election every 4 years and compulsory voting, but also to make some recommendations around how the local government elections are conducted, with the opportunity to use alternate election providers rather than relying solely on the WA Electoral Commission.
Okay. So some of the discussion in relation to the four-year spill, some of the objection to that was that perhaps you would end up with a whole new council every 4 years, but that's historically very unlikely to happen. So this seems to be a good way of saving some money and also making things more efficient. So the officer recommendation is that council authorises the CEO to provide a submission to ALGA supporting the introduction of full spill elections every 4 years, 2, compulsory voting at local government elections, and 3, advocacy for legislative reform to allow local governments to administer postal elections themselves or appoint alternative election providers rather than relying solely on the West Australian Electoral Commission, the WAEC. Could I have a mover, please, for that? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Cowan. Any discussion? Anybody got anything? You'd have fairly rigorous discussion earlier about that. So can I have a show of hands? Those all in favour of that, please. Thank you. That's carried 5-0. Local Emergency Management Committee members. The background of this is to review the membership of the Local Emergency Management Committee. We attended, all of us I think, the Local Emergency Management training. Apart from Councillor Thompson, in Boddington, which was a very interesting day, to say the least. Some useful, really good, useful stuff. And it pointed out the importance of staying up to date with training, but also the Emergency Management Committee and the importance of that. So you need to have members who are able to attend and be actively and productively involved in the bi-monthly Local Emergency Management Committee meetings. Stay up to date with emergency management training, which sometimes involves attending training in Perth. At the time of emergency, be actively and productively involved with emergency incident management, e.g. take responsibility for a part of the response and then contribute towards recovery. And at the time of emergency, be able to manage a component of the emergency response when an incident support group or operational area support group are convened. Okay, so the officer recommendation is that council approves the appointment of the following councillors to the Local Emergency Management Committee.
So to the chair, you just need as a council to discuss and open it out for nominations, so yep. Councillors can then nominate, and then depending on how many people you have, you decide who your delegate and proxy are, and then we'll put it in the minutes.
So I'd like to...
So you just ask them?
Yes. Can you...
Those interested parties willing to be part of the LEMC,
yeah,
put forward your nomination.
Okay, Councillor Latham. Councillor Hanson.
Yeah, I can't, Councillor McCown, I can't nominate due to not being able to comply with items 3 and 4 of the on incident response engaged in the combat.
Well,
to be mindful that you were on this as well. So
yeah, I am too. That's
right. You need to renominate if you want to.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm the chair.
Because you're spilling it. You're spilling the whole.
Yeah.
You renominate.
Okay. Yes. I forgot about that bit. Sorry.
That's right.
For the tape.
So you've got 2 nominations currently, Councillor Little and Councillor Latham. What about a proxy? So the proxy would only attend if the other 2 couldn't. Yeah. Councillor Hanson.
The proxy can still attend.
Yeah, yeah, but also like they can attend if you can, but if there's no, that 1 and 2 need to attend, 2 can attend and then come as an extra when possible. So I guess if there's no other nominations, then you just put it to the vote and everybody, someone would second it and put it to the vote and everybody's happy with those.
Can I have a mover and a mover, please, for those nominations? Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Seconder, thank you, Councillor Cowan. Can I have a show of hands of those in favour of those nominations? Thank you very much. That's carried 5-0. Where are we up to? 13.3, Worsley Urban and South 32 Community Liaison Committee. The background is to ensure we are in line with the terms of reference of the Worsley Urban Community Liaison Committee. Council must reduce the number of delegates to one. Currently there are two delegates and a proxy as follows. Delegate 1, Councillor Hanson. Delegate 2, Councillor Jennings. Proxy is Councillor Latham. Council is asked to approve the appointment of one delegate and a proxy.
So,
can we have nominations, please, for that? Can we nominate people?
Yeah.
Councillor Hanson, do you want to stay on that committee? Yes.
Yeah, I can step up. Work for myself.
Be a proxy?
Councillor Latham here.
Yep, if there's no other nominations, you're fine.
Right.
If you have more nominations, you'll have to go to a vote. Secret ballot vote, not a...
Councillor Hanson is nominated.
Okay, next
so you've got Councillor Hanson as the delegate, Councillor Latham as the proxy.
Yeah.
So if you're happy with that, then just move second and vote on it.
Yep. So can I have a mover, please, for those? Thank you, Councillor Cowan. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Latham. Can I have a show of hands of those in favour, please? Thank you, carried 5-0. I should have asked why they wanted it reduced.
That's just in terms of reference. We have always had three people from our end when we have done the nominations, because that's what we do for all our committees. But my understanding is no delegates have attended in the last 12 months for a number of reasons, one being that South 32 have not actually been sending us the meeting invite. So we haven't been aware of when the meeting is going to occur, and it's taken me 6 months to try and get an invite as well and to get my hands on a terms of reference. So the next meeting, in my understanding, is in April sometime. So.
It is April, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So item 13.4 is 5 Dunmore Drive, Wandering. This is our lease with the Department of Communities. That's Education Department at the moment leases that through GROW. Sorry, they are the tenants through GROW. Okay, the officer recommendation is that Council 1 accepts the terms and conditions outlined in the GROW Residential Tenancy Agreement and 2 authorise the CEO to sign the offer to lease for the property located at 5 Dunmore Drive, Wandering, with the Department of Communities. Can I please have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor Hanson. And a seconder, thank you, Councillor Thompson. Any comment in relation to that? No. All right, can I have a show of hands, please, for those all in favour of that? Thank you very much. That's carried 5-0.
So through the chair, we usually look at between 3 to 5 policies every month. So these policies were discussed with council at the February planning forum meeting. We are updating these policies. One of the policies that wasn't discussed in Feb, being policy 44 workforce planning, was actually discussed at the December planning forum meeting, but then we had forgotten to, because there is no January meeting, we forgot to put it on the February agenda to accept the policy with any changes. So that's why it's been picked up in this meeting. But the employee gratuities and gifts, the Australia Day Awards, the acting and temporary CEO appointment, and the attendance of councillors and the CEO at events was discussed last month at the Planning Forum meeting. We did discuss a few changes in there, including things like the CEO informing the Shire President for temporary replacements of under 5 weeks, so that all those changes have been made as per council feedback.
Officer recommendation is that Council adopts the following policies with any amendments made. Policy 7, employee gratuities and gifts. Policy 44, workforce planning. Policy 47, Australia Day Awards. Policy 79, acting and temporary CEO appointment. And Policy 86, attendance at events. Could I have a mover, please, for that? Thank you, Councillor Latham. And a seconder, please. Thank you, Councillor Thompson. Any comment regarding any of those? I'm sure you remember we had discussion about those changes were made. Yes, Councillor Hanson?
Okay,
can I have a show of hands of those in favour, please, of those who are carried 5-0. No, item 14, no elected members' motions which previous notice has been given. 15 is new business of an urgent nature approved by the person presiding or by decision of the meeting. There's none. 16, confidential reports. There are none. Item 17 is closure of the meeting. 3:54 p.m.